My beloved hearts, as I started this conference, it has been my privilege to seal it and to give you a little bit of an evaluation of what has been accomplished during these few short days. My beloved, what is it that we of the Ascended Host want to see for our students? This has been a question we have brought up many times during this conference. It has been one of the themes of this conference. Well, of course, we want you to become more. We want you to move on. And this does not necessarily mean that you move on to a particular outer teaching or messenger or organization. For again, we are blessed to have two messengers to have no desire for power or attention or for controlling others, and have indeed not even a desire to gather a following unto themselves, nor do they have a desire to insulate themselves in a protected sphere where they are comfortable. They are willing to go out and become more. And this is exactly what we want to see for all of our chelas. Whether they do it in this or that organization is of little importance. Yet I must tell you, as has already been expressed, that when I look at the community of the Summit Lighthouse, be it here in Montana or worldwide, I must tell you as the mother, who is the direct mother, that you are no longer making a difference in the world. You are no longer making a difference for the Ascended Host. For whether you are still with the Summit Lighthouse or with someone else or have given up on the spiritual path altogether, the community that used to be here, that used to be vibrant and alive, and that was making a difference, well, that community is no more, and therefore there is not sufficient force, sufficient light to truly make a difference in the world. I am not thereby saying that there are not people who are making a valuable contribution on an individual basis. What I am hoping to help you see is that there is no longer a coherent community that can multiply each other's efforts to the point of making an appreciable difference to the work of the Ascended Host in this age. So people are making contributions individually, but there is not enough of a community effort to make a difference. This, of course, is a situation we would very much like to see change, and that can change quickly. It can even change by the old organization transcending its current stalemate, which does not even mean that it has to open up to progressive revelation, but it has to open up to allowing people to embody the teachings and express their Christhood, rather than applying that judgmental standard that we have now talked about sufficiently for those who have ears to hear. And so, my beloved, will you not please contemplate the fact that we of the Ascended Host, regardless of what image you may have of us from the old days, we of the Ascended Host are indeed above any human judgment. We do not judge any human being, neither do we judge our present or previous students. We desire to see all rise higher. And we do indeed desire people to come together and help each other rise as they are able and as they resonate with each other. For my beloved, we only want growth for all. And what I am attempting to help you see is that as of right now, this place in Montana is not a place of transcendence is no longer a platform for growth. And so therefore, I encourage those of you who realize that the ascended host have moved on, I encourage you to ask the question, is it time that I move on? My beloved, I know full well that some of you have advanced a little bit in the yearly count. I have observed you and been with you for many years, and I know that for some of you a physical move will be difficult. Thus, I do not say that you should move. What I say is that it is time to ask the question openly and honestly. For if indeed you get the response from your higher self that it is time to move, then I can assure you that your higher self will also show you the way that this can be done. Yet if you get the response that you do not need to move physically, then consider how to move on spiritually, mentally, emotionally, so that you can be more. For I must tell you, as has been expressed by both of our messengers, that there is no guarantee that they will be allowed to return to Montana. What I can tell you is that we of the ascended host would indeed like to see them return, but that this will happen only if there is an acceleration in this place. And I am in no way blaming the people who have been willing to move on, for you are all doing a magnificent job where you are. I am simply pointing out to you that there are still too many of your brothers and sisters in spirit who are closing their minds to the possibility that the masters have moved on. And if this continues, we can no longer justify sending our messengers here for another conference. And I trust you will understand why this is so. This is not because we do not appreciate you and your work and your support of the messengers. It is, as has been explained, the fact that these two messengers were never meant to be messengers for the Summit Lighthouse. That was never our intention. For my beloved, when an organization is over, then we accept that it is over and we move on without holding on to the past, without any regrets or blame. We simply move on. For we are ascended and have no attachments to anything on earth. And so, my beloved, what we had hoped to achieve with this conference was a breaking up of the old mindset between the old dispensation and the new. And indeed, this has been achieved beyond our expectations of what could be achieved. So for this, I am eternally grateful, and I congratulate you with a work well done. And I must say that we are all very pleased with what has been accomplished. This, of course, must be tempered by the realism that what has been accomplished is a breaking up of the old mindset beyond the physical level. So what is left to do is that people will be willing to actually open their minds and look beyond the old mindset. And so, my beloved, there is, of course, no guarantee that this will happen, but we of the ascended host do not demand or expect guarantees, For we have been spiritual teachers for a long time, and we have learned what is a realistic expectation of people on earth and what is not realistic. Yet, my beloved, I will say that we would indeed like to see that just for once it would be possible to draw a significant number of people from an old dispensation into a new one. For this would indeed be encouraging to us. For sometimes it causes us almost a despair and certainly a wonder when we see how people continually take the teachings we give as the living word and then turn them into the dead word, turn them into a mental box that stops their growth and entraps them at a certain level of consciousness. And so, the net result we get out of sponsoring an organization is that we did raise people from their old state of consciousness to a higher level. But then once they reached that higher level, they somehow found an excuse to stop there, and now they are not transcending themselves anymore. And it would be a great joy for us to see this pattern broken. And indeed, what you have achieved in this conference is a worldwide action of breaking up the mindset that causes spiritual and religious people to become so attached to an outer teaching organization that they no longer want to listen to the inner promptings in their hearts. And thus, they do not want to move on. And if indeed people could then be awakened in their conscious minds, then this could be turned into a true victory that would help break up the entire momentum of the Piscean Age, of especially the Christian churches, particularly the Catholic Church, who has become such a closed box for so many people that they dare not move on, thinking they will go to hell if they do not believe what the priest tells them to believe, even though it makes no sense whatsoever. For my beloved, have we not said that as the Chilas of El Moya go, so goes the nation? And do you not see that the Chilas of El Moya right now are stuck in an outdated approach, an outdated mental box? And so how can those Chilas serve as the forerunners for helping other people on earth rise above the old patterns when they themselves are not willing to rise above the old patterns, but cling to them in the misguided belief that by clinging to the past, they show loyalty to the ascended host? For my beloved, as El Moya and I have a great state of oneness, he does indeed express himself through this to say, if the messenger be an ant, heed him. For my beloved, you should be mature enough to realize that I have a gruff gatekeeper at my retreat for the specific purpose of turning off those who are not serious about the path that I offer, for they are insulted or offended by some external thing that has no importance. And thus you should be able to realize that we of the ascended host will deliberately select messengers who do not live up to the worldly standard based on the superiority complex, whatever form it might take. And thus, we always seek to work with those who seem to be meek and humble and do not live up to the world's standard of power or to the standard of a previous organization. For we want to test our chelas. It is our right to test our chelas. And it is your right to be tested and thus learn whether you fail or pass the test. You at least have the opportunity to learn. Now, my beloved, truly I desire you to see this conference as a victory. I desire to see that you who have come and made a contribution have done the best you could possibly do, and that the rest is up to the free will of other people. And of course, you have no control over that free will. And thus, you can get some sense of appreciation for how we of the Ascended Host feel when we pour our light, our love, and our teachings into an organization, and then see that the people do not internalize that teaching, do not multiply the talents they have been given, and do not come up higher. So I desire to set you free from any expectations of how other people should be responding, for I desire you to go out and share with them your joy, your love, your truth, and to do so freely. But in order to do so freely, my beloved, you must be non-attached to the reactions of other people, so that you do not feel rejected if they do not agree with you, so that you do not feel abused if they give you a negative reaction, for you simply let it pass through you, for it is of no consequence. You see, my beloved, we desire you to become sons who shine your light. And this is not something that will happen in one momentous occasion, where you go from being a quote-unquote ordinary human being to now being an enlightened master. No, my beloved, it happens gradually, step by step. And therefore I desire you to leave here with the image that every time you let your light shine, you are attaining a personal victory. For regardless of how other people respond, you have shown your willingness to let your light shine, and that will add to your momentum so that you can do it better next time. You can do it with less attachment and expectation next time. And pretty soon you build such a momentum that you are no longer thinking about letting your light shine or thinking about what happened when you did so and got a negative reaction. You don't even analyze it. You don't even go over it again and again. You simply let it pass through you, for it is of no consequence, and you just move on. And gradually, as you do this, you will come to feel that joy that you can truly, if you look, see expressed not only in the two messengers, but in several other people here, especially some of the people who have come from outside that do not have the mindset that some of you here have been in for so long. And you see that they are simply being joyful on the path and expressing that joy. And this can be attained very quickly by all of you. And my beloved, it will be a great joy for you when you reach that freedom where you are ready to just let your light shine. And you are not turned off by the fact that some people will not accept it or will condemn you for it, for you don't even let it touch you. For my beloved, imagine that the people on earth decided that the sun was bad and they wanted it to stop shining. And they decided to build this big rocket that they could shoot up to the sun and blow the sun to pieces. Well, my beloved, do you think any rocket built on earth could be big enough to actually penetrate the heat of the sun and do damage? No, my beloved, it would be burned up long before it actually reached the sun. And likewise, you can build such a momentum of joy that it simply burns up any negativity sent towards you so that it never even reaches the core of your being and you don't notice it. You don't feel threatened by it, and thus you go not go into a defensive mode, of either defending yourself or accusing others. You simply say, so be it. I honor your free will. And then you move on. But you do not let that stop you from expressing your joy the next time you meet that person. For my beloved, they have a right not to accept your joy. But they do not have a right to demand that you stop expressing it. For your supreme right, given to you by God when you were first created, is to be who you are and to express who you are. And as the life of Gautama Buddha, Jesus, and other masters have demonstrated, God has given you the right to be who you are here on this planet, regardless of what those who are trapped in the duality consciousness think or say or do about it. You have a right from your Creator to be a son or daughter of God and to state that, to stake your claim to this planet. So, my beloved, go be wherever you are, dare to let your light shine. And I can assure you that if you will listen, I will be there with you, whispering a word of comfort, of encouragement, or perhaps you might even hear a soft chuckle as I laugh with joy when I see you finally coming into your own, being who you are. For this is my only desire as your spiritual mother, not to control, but to free you to be who you are, to be that immaculate concept that I hold for each and every one of you. A concept I will be more than happy to impart to you if you will ask me and listen with an open heart and a stillness in the analytical mind. So, my beloved, receive my love, receive my gratitude, and receive the love and gratitude of the Asaya Ascended Host, and especially the masters who have spoken and had an opportunity to speak again in this place and to let our voices be heard again in the physical. For truly, we are the open door that no man or no man-made institution can shut. Thus, we will be what we will be, for we are forever the more. And thus, my beloved, I seal this conference, I seal you in the flame of being more. It is finished, but of course, in the more, nothing is ever really finished.